Yes. Hello, everyone. Yaşar Karada from University of Gazi Osman Paşa, Turkey. I will talk about adaptation of grass P lines under rainy conditions in semi-arid regions of Turkey. First of all, Tokat is located within the Middle Black Sea region of Turkey. It has a microclimatic feature. Pasturing in summer and cereal straw feeding in winter remain for a long time as a major source of ruminant feeding. The low rainfall and very heavy grazing in many regions of Turkey resulted in decline the pasture yield and quality, which limited the animal production. For the last 5 years, the number of animals has declined in a point that you need to pay almost 10 bucks for 1 pound of meat. The pictures seen in the slides were taken from the study and shows the different graspy lines used in the experiment. One of the options available to improve animal performance is the growing of forage crops. Grain legumes have been taken considerable attention in the central and southeastern regions of Turkey. Graspy can be used both human and animal nutrition. It was adapted to wide range of environmental conditions, including drought. Graspy has also high crude protein content, therefore, it may be used as dual purpose crop for both grain and hay or green manure production. The main objective of this study was to evaluate the adaptation of graspy lines under rainy conditions in semi-arid regions of Turkey. This study was conducted at the Field Crops Department of Agriculture Faculty, Tokat Gazi Osman Paşa University, in 2007 and 8 and 2008 and 9. Five graspy lines were obtained from Ikarda. 13 graspy lines were obtained from University of Uludağ, Turkey. Five graspy varieties were obtained from Romania. One graspy culture was obtained from Central Research Institute of Field Crops, Ankara, Turkey. And two local populations were used as plant materials. The soils of the experimental area were slightly alkaline, medium in calcium carbonate and phosphor contents, high in potassium and poor in organic matter. Average temperatures in the growing seasons of 2007 and 8 and 2008 and 9 and long-term work recorded as 10.5, 9.9 and 10.2 centigrade degrees in Tokat Kazova. Total rainfall in the growing seasons were recorded as 521, 316 and 318 millimeter in Tokat Kazova. Field experiments were started on 31st of October 2007 and 6th of November 2008 in Tokat Kazova. Experiments were designed in a factorial randomized complete block with four replications. Block size was 6 by 2.1 meter. Half of each plot was used to measure the forage yield and the other half was to measure the grain yields. Sowing rate of graspy was 80 kg per hectare, 100 kg per hectare diammonium phosphate fertilizer was uniformly applied before sowing. Forage was harvested when legume plants reached to the beginning of pod formation stage. Subsamples were dried at 70 centigrade degrees for 48 hours to determine dry matter yield. The rest of the plots were harvested at maturity for grain yields. Dried samples were analyzed for fiber compositions. Total nitrogen was determined by the Kerdal procedure. As you see in the table, according to 2 years average, the lowest dry matter yield was obtained from 1,180 kg per hectare for 527 number line, and the highest dry matter yield was obtained from 2,711 kg per hectare for 455 number line. And then the mean seed yield ranged from 1,066 kg per hectare to 1,755 kg per hectare. The average 1,000 seed weight varied from to 98 gram to 179 gram. As you see in the table, according to the 2 years average, the lowest crude protein content was obtained 18% for 38 to 26% for 55 number line. The mean ADF content ranged from 33% for Biflorus variety to 39% for 481 number line. The average NDF content varied from 42% for 531 to 51% for 520 number line. At the end of this study, the genotypes of 455, Elazığ, 439, 463, 553, Gürbüz 2001, and Albus showed better performance in terms of dry matter yield. The genotypes of 553, Albus, 563, 553, 455 and 481 were better in terms of seed yield, and the performance of genotypes 455, 452 and 527 were better in crude protein content as compared to the rest of the lines evaluated in this study. Thanks for your attention. Is there any question, please? Thank you very much.